Tonight, it'll be a corridor matchup as it'll be the number one team in the state, the Iowa City West Trojans, coming up 380 to take on the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And hi, everyone. Scott Unash alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn here at the Jefferson Gym as we get ready for this one here tonight between the Jayhawks and the Trojans. West High coming in 16-2 and 13-1 overall in the Mississippi Valley Conference, while Jefferson 10-9. They are even up 7-7 in the MVC. West High coming off a loss down in the suburbs of Kansas City. They fell to Webster Groves, Missouri, top-rated team down there, I believe number two in the poll down in the state of Missouri. Gave them a battle but fell 76-68, while the Jayhawks, they're coming off a win last Friday night on Hall of Fame night as they turned back arch rival Washington 89-58. And good chance to see West, see how they bounce back from that trip down to Kansas City and that tough defeat on Saturday night.
Well, it's a good opportunity for them to get out and kind of see what they can do. Like you say, get back in conference play on the road again, but a little bit closer road trip than where they went to on Saturday night. Not a whole lot of turnaround, though, when you play that Saturday and you got Sunday, Monday, and you have to go again. But you're coming down to the end of the season, and I think the players would probably sooner play right now and be in the gym practicing against each other. So chance for him to get out and see some more competition.
And as far as West is concerned, talking with Steve Bergman before the game, he said that, you know what, yeah, we lost, but it's going to help us down the road. That Webster Groves team has a 6'11 player, and that's only a junior, I believe, and then another one that's going to Louisville. So there's a little bit of talent, two top 50 guys on that particular team.
Yeah, and then he talked about, oh, and by the way, they had like a 6'1 guard that goes up and dunks it, and they had some talent out there that they were going against, and he said it was a poor second quarter that had them. They had some couple turnovers, uncharacteristically, just a few turnovers led to some runouts, and they got beat by 12 in the second quarter, and then they played them even the first and third, and then they actually beat them in the fourth quarter, but it was a little bit too much to overcome in that.
Well, you've heard all the accolades before for Iowa City West. This team, 75 points per ball game. They give up only 52.7. Shooting 53% from the field. That is what is really remarkable. And the other thing that's really remarkable for this West team, 17 assists per ball game. And they have more steals than they have turned the ball over this year. So they'll get after you in the half court. As far as defense is concerned, they'll create turnovers, and usually when they create turnovers, it turns right into instant offense.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that the Jayhawks are going to have to try to avoid tonight. Don't let them have the runouts on those turnovers, live ball turnovers, whether it's off a pass or a deflection or whatever, and it allows them to run the lanes and get open. We saw them, Iowa City West, right after Christmas against Linmar, and they had their moments in that ball game where that's what blew it open for them, was when they got the runouts and put so much pressure on your transition defense, you can't get back against the athletes that West have. And so they're very, very good at doing that and capitalizing on it. And like you say, that just leads to a higher shooting percentage too. When you're shooting 53% from the floor, you get down the floor and you get some dunks and some layups, that helps everything get going.
West being led by the McCaffreys. Connor, the senior, just under 20 points per ball game. He's shooting right at 53% for the field and has really done a great job from beyond the arc at 43% this year, 42 out of 98. Also, the thing that's very impressive about Connor's game, he gets to the free throw line too. He's not only hitting the three-pointers with a little bit more consistency this year, but shooting 88% from the free throw line, and he's been over 100 free throws so far this year. And then Patrick right behind, 6'7 sophomore, 15.1 points per game. For Patrick, he's shooting 63% from the field and a 37% three-point shooter. And he's usually the one on the other end after a steal that gets the tally, and it usually throws it down.
Yeah, and he's pretty talented in that regard. Long, lanky, and you can tell he's just going to get better and better as he gets stronger, as he gets older, Patrick. Going back to Connor McCaffrey, though, you look at, too, he's their second leading rebounder on the basketball team out there. At 80, he's got 80 rebounds on the year, and he's usually playing the point guard position for him. So he's a good rebounder. He's a good all-around player. He can play multiple positions. He could probably play every position on the floor for you if you needed him to out there. And that really helps them in their versatility, too. And we saw some of that when Dante Lane didn't play up against Dubuque Senior. That was a tough road game for them. Dubuque Senior was the number two team in the state, I believe, at that time. And they went on the road without him, and those other kids picked up their game. And they can do that. There's enough talent on that team that they can all seem to rise to another level.
And Iowa City West, of course, Devontae Lane in there as well. Sabian Sims, Evan Flitz has been terrific off the bench. Nate Disterhoff has stepped into the starting lineup and solidified things. And the one thing that West is looking for with Coach Bergman, a little bit more consistency. Bergie's never going to be completely satisfied. Everybody knows that. But, this team's got the talent to get to the state championship game again and this time come away with the big gold trophy.
And they got to execute in games like this. They got to come out and focus, follow the game plan. This is what they like to do. They're going to be well scouted. They're going to be well prepared, even though they're days short on preparation after playing on Saturday. But, you know, with digital technology these days and age, kids watch that stuff on their own. They can watch it on iPads and all of that. And so they know exactly what to look for when they go out there. And that's going to be, you know, one of the things. Can they come out and stop what Jefferson wants to do? And that's what Coach Bergman wants to see him do.
As for Jefferson, 10-9 in the year, 7-7 in league play. And a senior night here at Jefferson. Good group of seniors that they honored, including Kane Kramer and Rashawn Webb. They are the top two scorers. Webb at 16.7 points per game. He's shooting 49% from the field. And Kane Kramer, all-time three-point leader in Jefferson basketball history. You think about that. That says a whole lot. Also the season leader with 66 made threes on the year. They've been terrific down the stretch for this Jefferson team that is in double digits and wins. And I would imagine, I don't think a lot of people thought Jefferson was going to have over 10 wins at this point this year.
No, and I think that's a testament to Coach Harmon and bringing these kids along and getting the most out of the ability of the different kids. You know, Rayshon Webb, he can do certain things. Kane Kramer's a shooter. They all can bring different things to the table. It's blending it all together and making it work. And, you know, senior night, one thing you want to mention is they had eight seniors out there. And you think about it, they didn't have a whole lot of success last year. But that's a testament to their program and doing it the right way. Those kids wanted to stay out and be part of it. Even they knew something good was happening, and it continues to happen. So that's a good healthy sign. They got a lot of those senior kids staying out.
A little different lineup tonight for the Jayhawks. They're going to put Rajon Shockley, the 6'3 freshman, in there. Ryan Bloom is going to get a start tonight as well, just to kind of shake things up a little bit. And one thing West is going to have, they're going to have a big height advantage in this ball game tonight.
Yeah, and the size, and we talked a little bit of Patrick McCaffrey. He's 6'7". He's a slender 6'7". But his brother's 6'6", and he's guard position out there on the floor. So those two catch you right away. Nick Disterhoff, 6'4", out there playing. He plays on the perimeter as well. So Rajon Shockley, you know, they go with their size, and he's 6'3", and he's not even as tall as the starting point guard for the other basketball team. So, yeah, they are. They're going to have a size disadvantage. They're going to have to rebound. And, you know, a team that Iowa City West shoots the ball so well, when they do miss, you better take advantage of it, and you better get those defensive boards and get going to the other direction.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again here tonight. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. You can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Rates as low as 1.99% APR. And tell them that everybody at KGYM sent you. Other games in the MVC tonight. Kennedy hosting Waterloo East. It'll be Wallard at Xavier tonight. Waterloo West is in town to take on the Prairie Hawks. Dubuque Senior is at Washington tonight. Lindmar's at City High. And probably maybe the biggest game of the night is up at Cedar Falls. Hempstead and Cedar Falls are going to go at it as we get into the final week of the regular season. They'll conclude things as far as the conference on Thursday night. West will play Creighton Durham Hall out of the Twin Cities coming up on Saturday up in Hopkins, Minnesota. It's going to be a Saturday afternoon game. So they've got one more non-conference game to take care of before the tournament trail gets underway for the big school coming up next Monday evening. Get closer and closer to tip off of this one. West High and Cedar Rapids Jefferson in this one here tonight. Only 3A and 4A boys basketball being played tonight. There are 1A and 2A girls regional games, and coming up at halftime, we'll give you scores on those coming up throughout the evening tonight as well.
You mentioned about West playing out of state against up in Minneapolis from Minnesota. A little bit different concept with the philosophy there, but you have to have pretty good confidence that you're going to get one of the top two seeds in your sub-state, so because you're going to have that time off. You won't want to play that game on that Saturday and then have to turn around and play again on that Monday or Tuesday, first round bye. And I think everybody knew that they probably would, but that gives them a little bit extra time in there. So we're seeing a little different. Waverly, in our game last night, they played that final non-conference game, too, of their regular season. It's a little bit different than what we usually see.
Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups in this one here tonight. First of all, for the number one rated Trojans of Iowa City West, the visitors, they will come in with a record of 16-2 and 13-1. They've already wrapped up the Mississippi Division of the MVC. For the Trojans, they will go with the three-guard lineup. Connor McCaffrey will be at the one-guard position. McCaffrey, the 6'6 senior, leading West in scoring at 19.6 points per game, headed to the University of Iowa. That's the plans right now anyway. Maybe to play a little bit of basketball and baseball, but we shall see on that. Also at a guard, Isaiah Ono-Villard, 5'11 and senior, and averages 3.9 points per ball game for Ono-Villard. Third guard is number two, Devontae Lane, the 6'2 senior. Lane at 15 points per ball game, and also pulls down 3.6 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and three steals a game for West High. And up front, out of forward, it'll be number 20, Nate Disterhoff, 6'4 and a senior at 3.2 points per game. And Patrick McCaffrey, the 6'7 sophomore, 15.1 points per game, shooting 63% from the field, pulls down four rebounds and a couple of blocks a game. The head coach for Iowa City West, the veteran Steve Bergman, assisted by Gordy Rundquist. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Jefferson Jayhawks, 10-9 of the year and 7-7 on the season. For the Jayhawks, they will go with this group. It'll be at one forward, Kane Kramer, the 6'3 senior. Kramer, the all-time three-point leader in Jefferson basketball history, averaging 14.5 points per game, 66 threes on the year for Kramer. Also up front, it'll be number five, Rayshon Shockley, the 6'3 freshman. Shockley averaging about 2 points per ball game. Also up front at a forward, Ryan Bloom, 6'1 and a junior. And Bloom getting the start tonight, averaging just under 2 points a game. The starting guards at the point, it'll be Willie Guy, the third, 5'11 and a sophomore, 12.6 points per game for Willie Guy. And Royshawn Webb, the 6'1 a senior, leads Jefferson in scoring at 16.7 points per game, shooting 50% from the field. Leads the Jayhawks with 6.3 rebounds and 3 assists per ball game as well. Head coach for Cedar Rapids Jefferson is Brandon Horman, assisted by Matt Jenkins, Will Norton, and Adam Brown. Our officials tonight led by Corey Burkle out of the metro area. Jayhawks in their home whites with the Columbia blue numbers and letters trimmed in navy blue with Jefferson across the front and the Columbia blue striping down the side. West High in their Kelly Green road uniforms with the gold and white striping down the side and the gold numbers trimmed in black with West across the front. And what are you looking at? Some of the keys as we get ready for this one.
Well, Jayhawks got it, number one, take care of the basketball coming into this one because Iowa City West is so good at putting pressure on the ball and getting turnovers leading to run out. Helps their offense get going, Iowa City West, because the Jayhawks take care of the basketball. Jefferson's going to have to battle on the boards. They don't have to win the boards, but they got to keep it somewhat close. And you can't give Iowa City West second chance opportunities. As good as they are, you don't want to give them second and third chances. It's hard enough to stop them the first time. And then I think, too, you know, senior night for Jefferson, a little bit of emotion play into that. They're the underdog when you look at this on paper, and they know it. The kids are smart enough. They understand it. How do you play in that position? Do you come out and you play with a chip on your shoulder? And if you're Iowa City West, you're in a position again where you had a tough game on Saturday. You're the heavy favorite coming into this one. How do you respond coming back? So it'll be interesting to see how both teams respond here in the early going part of this ball game.
Jefferson and West about ready to go at it. We're going to honor America with the playing of our national anthem and singing of our national anthem as well. Mr. Dave Deerland on the vocals. And nope, the Jefferson Jazz Band will be handling the duties tonight for the national anthem along with Dave Deerland. Sparkling rendition of the national anthem as we are set to go here from the Jayhawk gym here tonight. Number one, Iowa City West taking on the Jayhawks here tonight. Both teams with one, well, check that, Jeff, with one more game coming up. They'll take on Hempstead on Thursday night. West will be home for senior night against Xavier coming up on Thursday. We'll have that one for you as well against the Saints. Beginning at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5, and join after the boys' district game on 106.3 FM. Jayhawks will bring out Kane Kramer, Rashawn Shockley, Bloom, Guy, and Webb, and the McCaffreys, Disterhoff, Ono Fullard, and Devontae Lane for West High. It'll be Patrick McCaffrey to tip it up against Ryan Bloom. And we are set to go from Jeff, and the Trojans win the tap, and we are underway. As Iowa City West will go to the bucket to our right, and the Jayhawks will come out man-to-man. They played a lot of 1-3-1, of course, this year. Connor McCaffrey in the drive, and right away, a hand check going to be called up front. That's going to go against Royshawn Webb.
Jefferson doesn't want that to get any worse. I mean, you foul trouble. We didn't talk about it, but the Jayhawks bench, they want to keep Webb and Kramer on the floor, especially as much as possible.
West off the out-of-bounds play. Disterhoff quickly in the corner, near side. Patrick McCaffrey curls into the lane, gets it to Connor. He's going to post up Royshawn Webb. Out front, they get it now to McCaffrey left side. Stutter move, starts to drive the lane, kicks about to, out to Ono Fullard, almost threw it away, but West will run it down. Trojans being patient. Disterhoff outside the arc left side. Back to Ono Fullard. Picked up by Willie Guy out front. Cross court down to McCaffrey. Connor, a little jab step. Now they get it inside. Lane, nice quick spin move, but had it poked away by Willie Guy. Picks it back up, looking for some help. Cross court pass, stolen away by Bloom.
Nice read by Bloom, throwing cross court down along the baseline. Steals it well.
Jayhawks with the basketball. Bloom looking back door, bounce to the corner to Guy as West will come out with a man-to-man. Stop and go move on the baseline, and a hand check going to be called on Ono Fullard.
Willie Guy had him on his hip, knew he was going to get some contact, initiated a little bit more, and draws the foul.
Team's first. First on Fullard, and it will be ball out of bounds for Jefferson. Guy in front court looking, finally gets it into Kramer. Isolated, left baseline. He'll spin it back out to the corner, and Jeff will set it up. Bloom on the hand back. Webb between the circles. Crossover. Now to Bloom in the corner. No score, a minute and a half into this one. Webb, stutter dribble, now drives in. Hangs, goes high off the glass and scores over Patrick McCaffrey.
Well, McCaffrey coming late on the help, but it was really extended well.
And on the other end, West beats everybody back, and they get a layup with Ono Fullard. Quickly the other end, shot no good. Put back underneath, up and in. Rayshon Shockley on the weak side for two.
And nobody back for Iowa City West to get that defensive board.
McCaffrey going one-on-one. Too strong off the glass. He comes down holding his hip. Play on. Here's Webb the other way. All the way. Leads a layup short. And the rebound out of there to West. Long up court pass. McCaffrey up off the injury and lays it in. He's still favoring that hip a little bit.
Yeah, the Devontae Lane finds him down there all alone the other end, but he is really holding that upper thigh hip on the left side.
4-4 game. Bloom spins free throw line. Now drives Lane on Lane. Follow away jumper. Really good. It'll count a foul for Ryan Bloom.
He dips his shoulder at the end just enough to get some separation, and then he goes up into the shot with the finish.
First on Lane, team foul number two, and it'll be a chance at the three-point play for Ryan Bloom. And if he gets it, he's already going to be over his average per game. It's up and good.
Good start.
Jeff up three, 7-4. McCaffrey going to hang in there. Out front, circles right with the right-hand dribble. Leaves it for Ono Fillard as they work it outside the arc. Patrick McCaffrey in the corner, drives in the lane. Over to two Fillard, three-point jumper good for the right wing.
Over the top of Royshawn Webb there. Made it look easy.
36% from three-point land. Webb on the other end. Spins, puts it up and good. Down on the right block on the follow-away.
Jump stop, it turns one way, comes back the other. Nice extension, he does that very well.
9-7, McCaffrey fakes, now goes up and buries a three left of the circle.
Teams are feeling it offensively in the early going.
Probably the pace that West would favor though. 10-9 lead for the Trojans. Over in the corner now to Webb, fakes, now goes up with a jumper, gonna be way short, rebound out deep, and West's got a three on two. No look, pass up ahead to Ono Fillard, gets the scoop layup with the right hand.
Transition basketball, Scott. That's one of the reasons why they shoot 53%. They shoot a lot of layups.
And like Waverly Shellrock last night, they'll just send people because they know they're probably going to get the rebound. 12-9 in favor of West High. Kramer off the clear out. He'll drive left baseline against Disterhawk. Cut off. Flips the pass inside. Stolen away by Devontae Lane. It's a three-on-one. Pass to McCaffrey and throws it home with two hands.
Yeah, Lane understanding where McCaffrey was. Trailing just a little bit. Sets him up really well for the dunk.
14-9. We come up in the halfway point of the game's first quarter. And West on a little bit of a run right now. Bloom between the circles. In front court, leaves it for Webb. Up top to Guy, guarded by Ono Fillard. Little stop and go move on the drive. Stops, pull up 10-footer off the right side. No, Lane the rebound. Here comes West on the run. Lane, no look, pass underneath, and another dunk by Patrick McCaffrey.
Back to back. Again, you see how explosive they are.
Timeout, Jayhawks. They're going to get a 30-second timeout, and this is what Iowa City West will do to you. They'll get out in transition, and you play defense. They'll get easy buckets.
Get down the floor. They're going to run every chance they can get. Coach Horman's reminding them that, talking about they got to get back on defense.
12-2 run right now by West High. If you're listening to high school basketball on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Well, West has scored in a variety of ways. We talked about transition getting out there. McConnor McCaffrey's had a three. I believe Ono Fillard's had a three as well. A variety of ways they've been scoring the basketball.
Evan Flitz will come in, and he's been terrific off the bench lately for West High. Hakeem Odunsi will come in as well, 6'6 junior. Flitz, the football quarterback, 6'1 junior, coming into the game for the Trojans. 16-9, Jefferson down 7 with the basketball. Webb standing dribble right of the circle, takes it above the free throw line. Hands it back to Bloom now. Over on the far side to Kyler Bell, who's checked in for the Jayhawks. Bell coming off the bench, a usual starter, 5'11 junior, and he gets it over to Kramer for the open jumper.
Yeah, a little running one-handed shot that time off 1 foot.
16-11, first two for the 6'3 senior, Kane Kramer. Odunsi to Flitz. Drops it to the left side. Down low. Connor McCaffrey posting up. Had a shot blocked. Got it back. High off the glass and good for Connor McCaffrey, who stuck with it.
And Rajon Shockley getting there initially to give a little bit of help, but McCaffrey quicker to the ball.
18-11. Bell on the drive. Stops. High arching jumper. No, but he was fouled on the shot by Flitz. He's going to get a couple free throws here.
Now they're going to line him up here. Jefferson's probably just going to get back after the free throw. I doubt they do any kind of a pressing here.
Kyler Bell, 5'11 junior. And in the free throw line, curls the first one good. A 76% foul shooter. As Jefferson shoots 67%. As a team, one out of two as it goes in and out, and Adunsi with the rebound. How about this after one? Wash leads Dubuque Senior 13-8. Ball tipped into the backcourt. It's going to be over and back against West.
Yeah, and one of the rare turnovers you see Iowa City West make. They don't make too many of them.
No, they do not. 307 assists to 159 turnovers.
And if you're Jefferson, you need to take advantage of a turnover, see if you can get some points out of it. Steal a possession back.
18-12, West High lead. 1-4 look here. Webb yo-yos and dribbled back left of the center circle. Now on the drive as Sabian Sims into the game now for Iowa City West. Bloom off the clear out. Starts a drive. Brings it back out. Hash mark right side. Spinning. No look. Bounce pass inside. Tipped out of bounds off the overplay by Sims, and it'll stay with Jefferson.
Yeah, Sims getting that right hand, playing the passing lane pretty well there.
6'6 junior is Sims. West just comes at you with height after height.
In athleticism, length.
Bell looking, and his pass to the sideline is through the hands of Kramer and out of bounds. Jeff turns it over for the second time. Connor McCaffrey to inbound in the backcourt.
Gonna need some help getting it in.
2:17 to play here in the opening quarter. Iowa City West with the ball up six. Connor McCaffrey, shovel bounce pass up top to Lane. We got an offensive foul on Sims. Gonna be called for the illegal screen.
Moving up front. Didn't get set, not letting the defender by.
T.J. Kennan, usual starter coming in for Jefferson, 6'2 junior. Team foul number four and only one for the Jayhawks right now. 18-12. Webb angles right with the dribble. Picked up by Connor McCaffrey. Fires it over to Kennan, and it goes through his hands and out of bounds. Back-to-back unforced turnovers for Jefferson.
Yeah, and they're both in the same spot of the floor, and both of them, they just couldn't catch the basketball. Kramer earlier, and this time it was Kennan.
Dunsey Lane, Connor McCaffrey, Sims, and Flitz in there right now for Steve Bergman. They're going to work the weave up top. Quickly goes in the far sideline. Screen set. Dunsey with the stutter dribble. Now drives. Pull up jumper off the glass. Too strong. Rebounded. Weak side Kyler Bell. Jayhawks on the run. Bell to the trailer. Kramer fakes. Step back three. Left of the circle. Got it.
Step back, and that doesn't make Coach Bergman happy. Not finding him in transition.
18-15, minute 29 to play, opening quarter. West with the ball and a three-point lead. Dunsey holds it, cross-court pass to Sims. With the pink-ish shoes, I love that.
He's easy to find out there, that's for sure. He's very colorful.
McCaffrey fakes, now goes up with a three, off the right side, no. Rebounded by Jefferson. Here comes Webb on the run, 3-on-2. Webb, stutter dribble, drives in, takes a left block. Now back out to Bloom. He'll circle in the lane. On the drive, jump pass back out to Bell. Between the legs with it. On the drive, scoop layup short. And a rebound to Adunsi.
He got to the lane, just can't finish.
Little shake and bake move. No look, pass inside to Sims with a reverse layup.
Nobody finding him back in transition again. Big guy's just running the middle of the floor.
20-15, 41 seconds to play. And a carry going to be called on Webb as he tried to make a move into the lane.
Adunsi guarding him that time. Putting good pressure, moving his feet laterally, stay in front of the ball.
As Patrick McCaffrey comes back into the lineup for Iowa City West.
41 seconds. Probably a little long for West to hold for one.
And Willie Guy coming in now for Jefferson. Yeah, I'm not sure West's going to hold it for the final 35. We'll see. They bounce in the high post to Sims. Looking right, left side, off the clear out on the drive. McCaffrey fouled going baseline. He'll get a couple free throws.
Catch it on the wing, rip it through, come back to your left. Make the defense guard you and draw the foul.
Connor McCaffrey with 7 early on. We'll go to the line, he'll get a couple. We mentioned he gets to the line an awful lot. And left-handers free throw dances and falls.
Yeah, nice looking rotation on that shot. Got him the bounce that time. 88% free throw shooter.
Second one on the way, right through. 9 early on for Connor McCaffrey. As It'll be the Jayhawks to inbound in backcourt as they'll go back to the bench. Webb had a short breather.
He does, and now Willie Guy going to assume the point guard duties now. Webb had him for a little while Guy was out.
22-15, Jayhawks will go for the last shot. Kramer left of the circle on Connor McCaffrey. Plays catch with Willie Guy, couple jab steps, goes crossover. Leaves it for Webb with 10. He'll back it out. Jefferson will set it up here. Kennan working on Sims, on the hand back to Kramer. Fakes, got his man in the air. Over to Bell, 2 seconds. Bell, step back, forced the three. No, and that's it for the first quarter. Good defense there by Evan Fletz. And after one, it's Iowa City West 22, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 15. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
We welcome you back to Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn. Second quarter about to get underway. It'll be Jayhawk ball. As Jefferson will have Webb in there along with Kramer, Guy, Bell, and Shockley. They'll clear it out, and Webb went crossover and lost it off his leg. Picked up by Ono Fillard. His pass out top, stolen away. Bell with a nice read, the steal, and the layup.
Nice job at the end, using the rim, going right down the middle of the floor, and then at the last moment, angling off to the side so Lane can have a play on that to break it up.
West with Patrick McCaffrey. Takes it right free throw line. Cut off. Forces up the one-hander. Got it. Good body control by Patrick McCaffrey. He's got six.
A little half hook right there going to his right.
24-17. The lead right now for Iowa City West. They open up the lead with a 12-2 run in that first quarter. Bell right of the circle. Comes left with it against Devontae Lane is back in there. Disterhoff back in. Along with Sabian Sims. Connor McCaffrey on the bench right now. Good crossover. Shockley couldn't finish, though, with the layup down the left baseline. Here comes West the other way in transition. Kick out Fillard to the corner. Patrick McCaffrey, three, and he hits.
That separation right there. Shockley does all the work on the offensive end. Can't finish the layup, and they hit a three going the other way.
27-17, block on the other end. Ball picked up by Lane, and here comes Iowa City West again.
That was Patrick McCaffrey with the block.
Lane tries to circle in the lane, spins, goes back door, finds Sims, easy layup.
What looks like could be a turnover out there for Dante Lane. He makes something good happen, finds the open player.
Timeout going to be taken by the Jayhawks. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 6:34 to play, opening half, and it's Iowa City West 29, Jefferson 17. Back in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
Her team at Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand. Your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Iowa City West with the 12-point lead here at Jefferson tonight. As Jayhawks coming off the timeout with the basketball. And Rayshon Webb brings it into the front court. He'll go with the spread court look here. High ball screen. Webb starts to drive. Picked up by Sims on the switch. Standing left-hand dribble. Pass to the corner. Stolen away. Good anticipation by Lane. Two on one. Bounce underneath the Sims. Stripped and fouled going up.
That was Lane. Just read that perfectly out there. And he moved to the ball very, very quickly. Closed that passing lane down in a hurry. And then when he got in transition, he didn't pass it too early to the big guy Sims. He waited till he got down a little further down the floor. Make the defense commit before he made the pass.
Sims free throw swished right through. 71% shooter. And that's the second on Roshan Webb. So Jeff's leading scorer has to go to the bench now.
Can we say danger time right now for Jefferson? Down 13. West is on a roll. Jayhawks got to dig in here on the offense. Get a good offensive possession here going the other way. And then they got to find a way to get some sort of stops. So starts without turning the ball over, first of all.
Sims got both free throws. 31-17. West High with their biggest lead of the ball game at 14. Off the clear out, and a hold going to be called on Ono Fillard as he held Willie Guy. And that's two on Ono Fillard.
See, Coach Bergman does. He hasn't went to the bench yet, but
now he's going to get somebody in there and going to bring Flitz in. Jeff with the ball out of bounds. He'll bring it into Willie Guy. Guy off the clear out on the drive, traveled with it.
Yeah, drug that pivot foot. Going to his left. No opening, nothing there. He had to pick up his dribble.
Flitz and Connor McCaffrey in. Connor looks better now. Not limping or anything like that. It took a pretty big tumble early in the game.
Moving pretty well.
5:50 to play, and Jeff back to the 1-3-1 now, which we've seen most of the year. McCaffrey, whip pass inside. Disterhoff, layup good.
They threw it over the top, side to side, and then all of a sudden, Disterhoff just makes a nice little cut.
33-17, 16-point lead for West High. Off the clear out. Kramer going one-on-one between the legs with the dribble. Almost traveled with it. Got it to Bell, right free throw line. Cut off by Flitz, looking for some help. Goes to the right baseline. A little floater, no good by Kramer. And here comes West with numbers. 4-on-2. Lane, no look, pass to Flitz. Layup good. They run the break so well.
And Lane has been involved in so much of it tonight from a defensive rebounding position and off steals.
35-17. West clicking on all cylinders right now. And Roshan Webb's going to come right back into the ball game. Bloom out top left of the circle. They'll clear it out. Two-man game with Shockley. Bloom on the drive. Tried to go back door on the bounce pass, and we've got a hold. Going to be called on West.
Patrick McCaffrey.
That'll be his first. Well, check that. It's Curtis Shaw coming in, not Roshan Webb. Shaw in for the first time, 5'6 senior. As Jayhawks will inbound it out deep. Under five to play here in the first half. Kramer, Disterhoff on him. Puts it on the floor, stutter dribble coming right, takes it in the lane, got doubled, tried to bounce it down in the block. And Shockley wasn't ready for it, out of bounds it goes.
When Disterhoff's been matched up on Kramer, he's done a pretty good job on him. He gets up into doing pretty tight, doesn't give him much room, and makes him put it on the floor.
Well, it seems like Steve Bergman every year has had that one glue guy. And this year I think it's Nate Disterhoff.
Well, they got a lot. You got people that play the different roles. And right now he's playing in the middle of that zone offense against the 1-3-1.
Flitz open, far corner three, strong with it. And a rebound out of there to Shockley, the freshman. Jefferson on the run. Up court it comes to Shaw. He'll hand it back to Guy. Starts to penetrate. Cut off there by Flitz. Now to Bloom. 4:05 to play as we come up on the halfway mark of the game, second quarter. Shaw, ball handling out front. West playing good man defense. Bloom picked up out there by Flitz, right wing. Hands it back to Shaw, starts to drive. Cut off there by Patrick McCaffrey. Pass up front, stolen away by Lane. Lane all the way down, 1-on-2, and got fouled. Either Guy or Shaw.
Seems like every time we look up, Lane is involved in the transition game. Whether it's off steal or defensive rebounds, he's getting down the floor in a hurry with the basketball and making the right decisions at the end.
Couple free throws coming up for Devontae Lane. 6'2 senior looking for his first points, but boy, he's been active defensively. And he gets the free throw. 78% on the year as Disterhoff will come out and Odunsi back in for West. And Kennan back in there now for the Jayhawks.
If you're Coach Harmon, he's probably thinking about when do you bring Webb back. He's got two, but, you know, it's a 19-point game right now, and you got to keep it relatively close here in the first half.
One out of two. Kramer fakes the three, starts to go baseline. Bounce down low to Kennan. Fakes, goes off the glass and scores. He got Lane in the air with the little shoulder fake.
Yeah, nice job. Good finish at the end.
Kennan with his first bucket. Lane starts to penetrate against the zone. Connor McCaffrey over to Patrick, who's back in there now. Dangerous pass, Connor McCaffrey. Right back it comes to Patrick. Fakes the three, steps in. Hands it back to Flitz. West always looking for the open shot. Here's Patrick for three. No, and Shaw the rebound. Knocked away from behind by Lane. There he is again, but it goes out of bounds.
Nice stop transition, though. He didn't get the steal, but he made him reset, take it out of bounds.
Nine steals a game for West High, and Devontae Lane averaging three. Shaw takes it inside, gets it back out top to Kramer. And there's going to be a hold on Lane.
Said he had a hand on him. Make the call.
That's going to be the second on Lane. And the team foul, number seven.
He's going to be coming out of the ball game, I believe. I don't think he want him to get his third foul.
You out there isolated, you get one hand on, they're going to call it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be automatic. The officials in the rule book, you get a hand on, hand check.
Kramer on the line, 1-1, front half is good. And he'll get another, he's got six for the Jayhawks. 36-20, second one also good, rattled it in.
Heard the explanation there, grab the arm up there, is it a hold?
36-21, Connor McCaffrey into the front court. Flitz in there, along with Patrick McCaffrey. Odunsi, no look pass underneath the Sims. He lost his balance going in, stolen away by Shaw. One on three, and Shaw had it stripped and stolen by Flitz. Ahead to McCaffrey, all the way down. He'll throw it down with one hand in traffic.
Pretty amazing. He comes down the floor. He got up on that.
He said, get out of the way. 38-21. Bloom in the drive all the way in and scores. Went right through the West defense that time.
Don't see that too often either. He split all the defenders out there.
38-23. 2:15 to play first half. In the corner, ball fake of Dunsey. Cross-court pass tipped out of bounds by Kane Kramer. And we'll stay with the Trojans. As West will inbound over in that coffin corner that you don't like, yeah, that far side.
It's tough to run anything out there. You just get it in, and that's what they're doing. They're just throwing it all the way to the backcourt.
When the ball goes up,
and
see you cut.
Steve Bergman,
you're too high,
yelling the instructions. Patrick McCaffrey back to Connor. They play catch with it. Now a bounce over to Flitz in the corner. Shaw coming out on him. Inside Odunsi posting up. Got caught underneath. Goes to Connor McCaffrey. Right back to Flitz. Left side three. Got it.
A little flip there at the end. Not really much of a follow through, but it was good. Nothing but net.
41-23. Minute 39 to play here in the opening half. Shaw cross court pass over to Kramer. Deep three on the way. Too strong. Back iron. And Flitz gets a deep kicker. Lead pass at Unsi. They got a three on two. Bounce underneath. Extra pass to Sims. Hangs and was fouled.
Every time they get a steal, they're not content with just holding it and letting the defense clear. They are looking and they're going.
Blooms picks up his second. Team foul number five. And Sims on the line for two and curls the first one in. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight.
You got a player like Sims, and he comes off the bench. Most teams would love to have somebody like that in their starting lineup.
Free throw number two, in and out. And the rebound kept alive, but to Shaw along the near sideline in front of the Jayhawk bench. 42-23, West High. 1:15 to play first half. Kyler Bell back in there now, between the legs with the dribble. Holds it at the far hash mark, circles left. Takes a left free throw line, kick out to Guys. Stop and go move. Right back it comes to Bell out front. Jayhawks get it to Kramer, picked up by Flitz, into the high post. Kennan fakes, goes up with a high archer and scores over Patrick McCaffrey from the heart of the lane.
Hesitated, got McCaffrey to go up, and then he timed it well when McCaffrey was coming down. He flipped it up over the top.
42-25, 45 seconds to play. Hook pass, over it comes. Odunze will go for three, no, right of the circle. And the rebound out of there to Curtis Shaw at 5-6. Up court pass to Bell, drives baseline, shot rejected by Sims out of bounds.
They're challenging, they are challenging in the lane area.
Don't think Steve Bergman liked that last three.
A little too quick for his taste.
42-25, and see the Jayhawks go for the last shot here. With 25 seconds to play, first half. Working the perimeter, Bell out front to Kramer. Kramer, he'll step back, fire up the turnaround 3-0, and it's going to go out of bounds. Heads up, Bob Ask. As went toward him, and Kyler Bell just missed him.
Clock now. West got plenty of time, but they got to be aware of it.
10 seconds to play. Connor McCaffrey against the Jayhawk 1-3-1 spread court. Flips in the corner, 3 seconds, goes cross court. Odunze to Connor McCaffrey at the horn, puts up the jumper, no. And we are at halftime. Halftime score, number one Iowa City West, 42. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, 25. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you from Jefferson right after this. And you're listening to High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
The boys' basketball regular season comes to an end this Thursday night right here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunamy Thursday at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as Cedar Rapids Xavier takes on Iowa City West. The number one rated Trojans host the Saints in a matchup of finalists from a year ago in Des Moines. That's boys NBC basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, Cedar Rapids Xavier and Iowa City West. Thursday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM and join on 106.3 FM right here on KGYM.
Heavy, heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Isaac. Please remove all laptops and
links. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
What fries with that?
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Napa Know How.
If you've got a hatch, trunk, or hood that won't stay open, your lift supports need replacing. Luckily, Napa has TurboLift lift supports for $10 off a pair. So unless you're one of those guys who thinks a sturdy helmet and an old 2x4 are suitable replacements, you'll want to get some TurboLift lift supports from Napa. Now $10 off a pair. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Back with you here at Jefferson. Halftime, Iowa City West, number one in the state, leading the Jayhawks 42-25. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn back with you as the Jefferson Booster Club presenting a $70,000 check to Jefferson Athletics and to Chris Deem. That's a lot of bags of popcorn that Jeff Johnson has ate over the course of the year.
Snickers and Kit Kats and yeah, it is. That's a lot of money. That's awesome to see that involvement out of there.
They have a great booster club here at Jefferson. Take a look at the halftime scoring. Very balanced for West High. Patrick McCaffrey leading the way with 11 points. Connor McCaffrey right behind with a total of 9 points. 7 for Isaiah Ono-Fillard. 7 for Sabian Sims off the bench. Evan Flitz with 5. Nate Disterhoff with 2. And Devontae Lane with 1. For the Jayhawks, also balanced. Jeff Kane Kramer leading the way with 7. 5 for Ryan Bloom. Royshawn Webb with 4, but he's got 2 fouls for the Jayhawks. T.J. Kennan off the bench with four. Kyler Bell with a total of 3 and 2 for Rayshon Shockley. Turnovers 8 for the Jayhawks, 6 for Iowa City West. Right now, bench scoring is 12-7 in favor of the Trojans in this one. West with 4 3-pointers to only 1 for Jefferson. And the Jayhawks 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, while West High right now is 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. And I'll throw it to you for looking at rebounding.
Now, Devontae Lane has been done a lot of everything for Iowa City West, and he leads them in rebounding as well with 4 rebounds. Hakeem Odinzi right behind with 3. Connor McCaffrey with 2. 1 apiece for Nate Disterhoff as well as Evan Flitz. 1 dead ball team rebound for the Trojans. Only 1 offensive, 11 defensive, a total of 12 for Iowa City West. 4-seater up is Jefferson. Curtis Shaw, smallest guy on the floor by far out there, leads them with 3. Rayshon Webb and Rayshon Shockley each with 2 rebounds. Willie Guy contributing 1. Kyler Bell with 1. Again, only 1 offensive rebound for the Jayhawks. 8 defensive, total of 9. Interesting, Scott. Each team with only 1 offensive rebound in this ballgame.
Not a lot of them. Not a lot of them so far.
Don't see that very often.
What we're going to do right now, we're going to throw it back to our studios here. Jeff Downing manning things back on the southwest side, not too far away from our home base here at Jefferson tonight. He's got some results from state bowling today and maybe some girls' scores, whatever you got, Jeff. We'll throw it back to you here, and you can go ahead and run those down here at halftime.
All righty, thanks, Scott, and let's just go ahead and hit the sports
Iowa Sports Center.
Yeah, the state bowling qualifiers were held today across the state and from the local area. Some boys and girls have qualified for states that will be taking place next week in Des Moines. For the boys, the Cedar Rapids Prairie team will advance to state. Also individually for the boys, Kalen Rios from Iowa City West and Alex Dirks from Lindmar and Jacob Fulton from Xavier also have qualified for the state bowling tournament. And for the girls, the Prairie girls also will be headed to Des Moines next week, as well as the Vinton-Shelsburg girls also have qualified for state. And some individual girls as well. Megan Kitzmiller from Jefferson will advance. Also, Alexis Schantz and McKenna Dirks from Lidmar. And also, Tanya Zog from Cedar Rapids Xavier also have qualified for the state tournament. We'll get you more scores as they come in high school basketball. We'll have those coming up after tonight's ball game right here on KGYM. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 21, 39 for Wednesday, 48 Thursday, 61 on Friday. Stay with us. We'll head back out to Scott coming up in just a moment here on the gym.
The boys' tournament run begins this Thursday night on the South Gym. Join Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson this Thursday night at 6:50 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, for a Class 2A district semifinal as West Branch hosts Wapello. The Bears received a bye in the first round and face a Wapello team in a battle of double-digit winners. That's boys Class 2A district semifinal basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, Wapello at West Branch, Thursday night at 6:50 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. From February 14th through the 16th, pros get 5% off all purchases, or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. In-store or online, credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Welcome back here to Cedar Rapids Jefferson as we come your way here at halftime with Iowa City West on top, 42-25. Stats at halftime, courtesy of Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. You can read his stuff tomorrow in the paper. West shooting the ball extremely well in the first half. 67%. They were 16-24. A lot of transition hoops, though, Phil. About 3 dunks in there as well. 4 out of 9, 44% from beyond the arc. 6 out of 8 for the free throw line. It was mentioned 75%. Jefferson not shooting too bad in their own right. 10 out of 22 in the first half at about 45%. And 25%, 1 out of 4 from 3-point land. They are 4 out of 5 and 80% as well from the free throw line. So that's what we have right now as far as the stats are concerned. But West causing turnovers and capitalizing on the turnovers. That was the name of the game in the first half. Yeah,
that's right. They took advantage of it. And they got it, and they were looking. They're well-drilled and well-schooled. They got that attack mentality. There's a steal or whatever. They're filling the lanes. They're getting down the floor, and they're looking to get that outlet pass and move the ball down the floor, and they're going to attack the rim and put a lot of pressure on the Jayhawks defense, and they haven't handled it very well right now, and it's something I'm sure they talked about at halftime. Got to get better at that. Number one, don't turn it over to let them go. But and on missed shots, too, you got to get back. Everybody's got to be back in transition and finding the basketball and stopping the ball.
Springville girls a winner tonight. They move on in regional play. They're going to take on GMG coming up on Friday night. We're going to have girls regional semifinal action coming up on Friday night. We'll let you know where we will be at after all the scores come in tonight. And some good ones around the state of Iowa. Our final regular season boys game will be down at West on Thursday night for Xavier and the Trojans on senior night for Iowa City West. And that should be a very interesting game. Xavier's starting to play a lot better.
Yeah, they are. They've played very well here down the stretch. And they're looking to get it rolling at tournament time. They're 3A defending state champions. And get great test for them to wind up the season on the road at West.
And that'll be coming up on a Thursday night for you right here on KGYM. Getting ready for the second half here. Prairie Boys out in front, 40, what was the score, 45-30?
Yeah, at half, and they have nine threes in that first half of play.
Maquoketa Valley girls have beaten Wilton tonight, 66-50, so it'll be Maquoketa Valley and Regina coming up. That'll be our game on the South Gym coming up on Friday night from down at Regina. Top 15 battle in the regional semifinal. That's going to be a good one. It'll be West Ball to start half number two. West with Disterhoff, Lane, Ono Fillard, and Connor and Patrick McCaffrey in there. And for Cedar Rapids, Jefferson. They will start things off in the man-to-man as West goes to the bucket to our left. Ono Fillard picked up by Rayshon Webb. Playing with two fouls. Lane takes a free throw line. Pop-up jumper right through. First bucket of the game for Devontae Lane.
He's made such an impact in other ways. He finally gets on the scoreboard.
Jefferson will start Bloom in the second half to Kramer. They'll clear it out for him right of the lane. Cut off by Disterhoff. Now to Bloom. Goes right baseline in all the way. Hangs, puts it off the glass. No. Rebound is flipped by Lane behind the back. Going to go out of bounds. Tried to save it there, and nobody was home.
That looked like knew he was going to fall down. He hit his thigh or knee. He's holding it out there right now, too. Hopefully he's all right.
Looks like everybody is going to be okay. Here's Webb on the dribble drive all the way in. Hangs off the glass too strong over Patrick McCaffrey. West on the run. Lane, bullet pass down low to Ono Fillard underneath and got the easy two.
Just flying down the lane that time. And then you got Patrick McCaffrey leading it the other way with a defensive rebound.
46-25. Bloom between the circles. He'll drive all the way in and scores. Second time he's gotten behind the defense.
Yeah, it looked like he was waiting for the help to come. Nobody ever showed up, so he just went all the way to the glass.
46-27. West still with the big lead. Disterhoff off the claw out. He'll take a one-on-one and score. Nice little jab step. He went around the corner against Kane Kramer.
Yeah, going to his left. He's a lefty out there. He's able to get that way.
6:32 to play here in the third quarter. Bloom on the hand back. Kramer up top working on Disterhoff. Goes behind the back with the dribble, trying to free himself. Ball tipped away by Lane and stolen. One-on-one against Webb on the drive, and Webb fouled him. That's going to be three.
Lane has been a one-man wrecking crew out there on the defensive end. He has just been so active. He's really limping now, though. He motioned to the bench to try and get somebody in for him.
Yeah, he was hurt on that save attempt. And he's going to come out after this. Free throw good. and Lane with four. Last thing West wants is to have some injuries here.
You know, going down the stretch like that, you don't. Well, he's trying to rub his thigh. He must. I don't know if he took a knee to it, maybe.
He'll come out if he makes this free throw here.
Could be cramping, too. It could be a cramp.
Second one, in and out. That's the one he wanted to make.
Yeah. You have to keep playing now.
49-27. Going to have to play some defense. Webb's standing dribble, left wing. Has it outside the arc, working on Patrick McCaffrey. Now takes a tap of the key. Little stutter move, looking to go one-on-one. Gets it to Bell, and he had it knocked away by Lane from behind, and now he's going to go out.
Hakeem Odunsi in now. Gives them a little more size, like they needed it out there, but gives them more length and size. And Webb with three. He said staying out there for the Jayhawks. No reason for Coach Harmon to take him out at this point in time.
Webb, top of the key. Drives, gets a double, gets it over to Kennan now. Spins right of the lane. They play catch with it. Now Webb on the penetration move. Takes it into the paint. Kick out to Bell. Right back it comes to Webb with Patrick McCaffrey on him. Kennan turns in the corner, goes crossover, drives baseline. Cut off by the help defense by Connor McCaffrey. Now to Bell, left free throw line. Stop and go move on the drive all the way in. Layup, no, but he drew the foul. Got some body contact. And who's going to get it? They're going to get a Dunsey.
And West trying to defend that handoff, trying to get out and deny. And they fake the handoff, and he just turns the corner on there. Nobody home for the West defense.
Two free throws for Kyler Bell, and he hits the first one. Jeff will open up tournament play Monday. They will take on Western Dubuque here at the Jayhawk Gym. Second free throw, also good.
Future Mississippi Valley Conference Western Dubuque.
Remember? That is correct. Couple years, 49-29. Dunsey in there, Disterhoff gets it to Ono Fillard. They get the cutter, Dunsey inside, he gets the easy two. Great move in the right block.
Nice little set play for him out there too. They run a diagonal screen for him to free him up. He has that whole lane to work.
Webb going one-on-one. Pull up, hang, shoots, no. And the rebound to Patrick McCaffrey, and fouled by Kennan. Going for the steal, and that'll be his first team foul number two against the Jayhawks.
You know, the one thing about that foul, it's going to force West to set it, take it out of bounds, and Jeff came back and set their defense.
51-29, West on top. They've led basically the whole game. Jefferson did have a 7-4 lead. But then West went on a big 12-2 run, and they have never looked back. Ball tipped out of bounds, and will stay with the Trojans.
Bloom out there for the Jayhawks, playing the passing lane on Connor McCaffrey.
Disterhoff to inbound. Over in the far sideline.
Ono Fillard going to assume the point guard in this set play.
Ono Fillard gets it to Connor McCaffrey. Turns, top of the key. Working on Ryan Bloom. Spread court right now for West. Taking a little time off the clock. Odunsi, stop and go move. Got doubled, finds Disterhoff in the corner. Three-pointer good.
Reverse the ball over the top. Find Disterhoff. Three.
Seven for Disterhoff. And averaging 3.2 points per ball game. 4:20 to play. And West now up 54-29. Shockley inside posting up. Turns, fires, and off the glass. Got the two.
Nice move. Stayed under control that time. Let the defense commit before he went up.
Shockley's going to be a good one. Only a freshman at 6'3". Connor McCaffrey posting up. Two-man game. Right back it comes. And the ball kicked out of bounds.
Going to be inbounds underneath. For Iowa City. Now they're going to say sideline is going to be the inbound.
Disterhoff will get a big hand as he comes out. Ono Fillard coming out as well. Sabian Sims back in there, and also Evan Flitz back in for West High.
Patrick McCaffrey going to handle the ball handling duties right now.
Connor's going to go inside and try to post up. They post up inside of Dunsey. Turn around off the glass, won't go, and it's flipped by Flitz over to Patrick McCaffrey with a thunder dunk. He found an open lane. Evan Flitz made that play, though.
Yeah, he did. He kept it alive. But McCaffrey could have dunked that on an 11-foot rim.
Kane Kramer, pull-up three good. Freed himself and hit the right wing three. Kramer with 10, first points of the half. McCaffrey drives, back out top. Crossover Odunsi. He'll take it inside, drop off for Sims. He tried to dunk it, missed it.
Yeah, Rajon Shock to get the defensive board coming the other way.
And the Jayhawks down by 22. Webb on the drive all the way in. Hanks puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound on the weak side to Kane Kramer. Tried to bounce it out of there. Got it in the corner to Bell. And now Jeff, where he set it. Bloom on the drive all the way in. He lost it. But Shockley gets the two and a timeout taken by Jefferson.
Quick timeout. Getting it to 20. Coach Bergman going to bring in some new players right now.
Van Roekel's going to come in for West. Josh Van Roekel for the first time, 6'5 senior. As we've got 3:01 remaining here in the third quarter. West has looked good tonight, shooting the ball and playing defense.
Done a lot of things right now, but Coach Bergman getting their attention right now in this timeout. Something he didn't like in the last few possessions out there. Different, a little bit different demeanor though when Devontae Lane's not out there on the floor. He's
especially defensive.
Yeah, he's been a big part of tonight with getting them going and giving them some energy on that defensive end.
So after the timeout,
1-2-2, three-quarter court press for Jayhawks.
Let's try something a little bit different here. Throw over the top to Evan Flitz, and West gets it into the front court. Up by 20, Connor McCaffrey between the circles. Jab step, couple of them now, looking to go one-on-one. Stutter dribble, and gives it up now to Odunsi. He'll bounce it in the high post to Patrick McCaffrey. Gets it inside to Connor. Turns, goes up strong, was fouled by Kennan.
Looked like he was fouled a couple times during that possession earlier, and they played through it.
Couple free throws coming up for Connor McCaffrey. Only been there twice tonight. Got that one. He's 3 for 3.
Well, good to see Lane coming back in the ball game. No worse for the wear.
Left-hander, second one right through. That's 11 for Connor, 58-36. No West High pressure. On the drive, off the clear out, Webb with a chance of the three-point play as he drove the lane. And a chance at the old-fashioned hat trick, foul on Hakeem Odunsi.
Sideways. Odunsi there, couldn't get in front of him, couldn't square him off.
And Webb with the free throw, the high archer right through. First points of the half, Rashawn Webb with 7, came in averaging 17. And a pressure again by West. Flip up ahead. Lane lost it of his foot, but picked back up by the Trojans.
Lucky that one, an over and back type situation.
Connor McCaffrey, little shake and bake move. Now he'll back it out with 2:10 to play in the third. Gets the high screen from Van Roekel. Turns left with it. Goes baseline all the way in on Kennan. Jump pass out top. Odunsi, three-pointer. No good. Tipped up, no good. Lane, another offensive rebound. Back up and good.
Well, Lane, again, he just came in just a little bit ago, but he's giving him instant energy.
On the other end, Kyler Bell all the way down the left baseline. That's not going to make Steve Bergman happy. Kyler Bell with 7, 60-41. Throw over the top of the pressure. Van Roekel inside, spins. High off the glass and good. How about that for probably your third center? Pretty good move down low.
Yeah, he looked pretty smooth doing it.
Lane, another steal in the backcourt. Connor McCaffrey dribbles out of trouble. Lane, hook pass inside. Van Roekel off the glass. No, got his own rebound. Back to McCaffrey on the drive. Little floater, no. Rebound kept alive. Out of bounds goes, and it will go to Jefferson.
Well, they got looks in there. A little bit of contact. They played through it, though. Play on.
Active hands. Is Connor McCaffrey going to come out for a breather?
Right now, only starter on the floor for Iowa City West is Lane.
Rashawn Webb out front, off the clear out, going one-on-one. Driving a kick out to Kennan. Uses up the dribble, right back it comes to Webb, right of the lane. Goes cross court, Bell penetrates all the way in. Layup too strong, Van Roekel the rebound. Oh, put it on the floor, Kramer stole it. Underneath the Bell, got the layup to go.
Big fella did the work at the defensive glass, but then he put it down, let the little guys get in and dig.
62-43, ball tipped away by the pressure defense and stolen by Bell. He'll get the layup on the other end.
Just 1-2-2, three-quarter court. A little bit different there, Scott. Slowing West down.
Bell's had a pretty good quarter. Lead at 17, 62-45 with 27 seconds remaining. As the ball is knocked out of bounds.
Duncey's going to come out of the ball game. I don't think that last few possessions for Iowa City West, he's been doing what Coach Bergman wanted.
As Shockley back in for Kennan for Jefferson.
Connor McCaffrey wasn't out too long.
Got a quick breather. Sabian Sims also back in there. Drop pass inside. Flitz posting up. Turns left of the lane. Sims right back it comes. 15 seconds. Pull up jumper by Flitz. Rimming no. And the rebound to Kane Kramer. Took it with 12 seconds remaining. So Jefferson's got a shot here at the last second shot. Webb turns in the corner. Going one-on-one. Drives on Lane. Off the glass. No. Lane one hands the rebound. Lets it go from three-quarter court. Oh! Off the glass and off the iron. No. And that's it for the third quarter of play. After three, number one Iowa City West 62, Jefferson 45, and we'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can, at First Federal Credit Union, with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Fourth quarter about to get underway for Jefferson. Jayhawks with the ball, but down by 17 at 62-45. Jayhawks going to the bucket to our right with Royshawn Webb out front playing with three fouls. Takes a free throw line. Cut off there by Patrick McCaffrey. Over to Kyler Bell off the weed. Three-pointer, no. Rebound kept alive by Shockley. Tipped around. Goes out of bounds. Nope. Saved in. And here comes Ono Villard the other way. Goes crossover on the drive. Kick out to Connor McCaffrey for three. That's short all the way. And the line driver, but it's chased down by Patrick. To Connor. Flip pass underneath. Layup for two for Disterhoff.
Moved the ball well out there between Patrick McCaffrey, Connor McCaffrey, and Disterhoff. They great spacing and got the easy look.
64-45. Shockley going one-on-one on the drive. Lost it going up, though. Out of bounds it goes. And who are they going to give it to? West. As Kennan back in.
Another turnover on Jefferson there. He lost control of the ball going up in the crowd.
Patrick McCaffrey, Connor McCaffrey, Devontae Lane, Ono Fillard, and Disterhoff in there. And the 1-2-2, trapping full court pressure put on. Lane, back it comes to Patrick McCaffrey, and now West gets into the front court.
And Jefferson, after they get into that 1-2-2, they're going to go back to the man-to-man.
Pass inside right of the lane. Spin move, Patrick McCaffrey. Following, good. Tough shot in traffic from about 12.
It was. A lot of people surrounding him that time. Spinning off balance, able to knock it down. Soft touch.
15 for Patrick McCaffrey. Back to a 21-point lead. Inside, hanging and scoring. Royshawn Webb as he broke down the defense. He's got nine. 66-47. Patrick McCaffrey. Hook pass to Connor. Drives in all the way and scores.
How about Nate Disterhoff setting the screen there, freeing him up. He knew Kennan couldn't get through him.
68-47. 6:20 to play. Crossover dribble. Bloom takes it left to the paint. Leaves it for Kyler Bell. He'll drive on Lane. Shot rejected. Lane stayed in there until the last second and got it. Here's Lane. No look. Push pass. Behind the back to Patrick McCaffrey from Connor. Wasn't ready for it. And out of bounds it goes.
Well, it's going to be one of the rare turnovers for Iowa City West, but they did it in transition, trying to get down the floor.
Bettendorf has won the MAC tonight, at least a share. They beat Assumption 62-45 tonight. Sioux City East just got by Storm Lake tonight by one, 73-72. Pull up, step back, three, good for Kane Kramer, right of the key.
I didn't even move the net. That was nothing but a silky smooth jump shot.
On the other end, Connor McCaffrey breaking the pressure and foul going up. And that's going to go against Ryan Bloom. That'll be his third, team foul number four against the Jayhawks. And Prairie up big after three quarters over Waterloo West, 69-51. Also, Kennedy with only a five-point lead in the third quarter over Waterloo East. As Connor McCaffrey's free throw good, he's got 14 tonight. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. Second one, dances and falls. 15 for Connor McCaffrey, and a 70-50 West lead. It's been maintained around 20 for most of the game. Webb, he'll put up the three and got it. They left him alone. Said, I'll put it up.
A little bit of space. Devontae Lane, one of the few times Devontae Lane's probably made a mistake on defense. He hasn't done that too often tonight.
70-53, ball tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with West High. Lane in the corner. McCaffrey on the ball fake. Drive and a kick. Ono Fillard, left side three. Short. Weak side board. Tipped away from Kramer. Disteroff, no. Lane up. Good. Counting a foul.
Well, Lane was the one that tipped it away from Kramer in there from the backside. Then he kept coming across the lane. Winds up in the right spot at the right time.
TJ Cannon will get his third. Team foul number five. And Devontae Lane has not scored a lot tonight. Man alive. Is he had a hand in this West lead. Gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way. He's got nine, eight of those in the half. And it's 73-53 on the drive. Webb, pull up, no, tipped around, and Connor McCaffrey with the rebound. He'll lead the break for West. Stop and go dribble, knocked away, picked up by Fillard. Takes it in the lane, bounce to the corner for Patrick McCaffrey's three. It's short, and the rebound underneath the Disterhoff. He had a block by Kennan, but West gets it right back.
It looked like maybe that Blum had the offensive rebound and Lane poked it away again.
Little shake and bake move. Connor McCaffrey spinning over to Ono Fillard. He'll drive right baseline, cross court to Lane for three, and he hits. Extra pass gets the open shot for Iowa City West. 76-53. Stop and go move Bloom, and he was fouled going up by Ono Fillard.
Bloom's turned the corner a couple times tonight in this ball game. First two times, I think he got actually scored all the way to the rim, and this time gets to the free throw line, draws the contact.
And Ryan Bloom to the line for a pair. 7.9 gets the free throw as Jefferson's going to go to the bench, bring in Isaiah Smith, one of the seniors on senior night. Curtis Shaw going to come in, and Dakota Hulsing also getting ready to come in. As one more coming up here for Bloom. Puts it up and got the roll.
Nice touch. We have all five seniors on the floor at the same time.
That is correct. West will bring it up. Jefferson, no pressure here. 4:20 to play in the game, 76-55. West came in averaging 74 points ball game. Lane, cross court to Disterhoff for three. No, in and out. Patrick McCaffrey with a board. He'll drive the lane all the way in. Got doubled and a reach foul going to be called on the Jayhawks.
Kramer trying to stay in front of him. Couldn't get, quite get there. Reached down, got a piece of the arm.
Hakeem Odunsi back in for West High, and Lane will come out.
Get a nice hand from the crowd and the coaching staff. Played a good ball game.
Yeah, he did. 76-55. They'll lob it into Patrick McCaffrey on that 1-4 look again. Disterhoff, drop pass inside. Left block, flips, gets it over to Dunsey. Stutter dribble, he'll bounce it inside. Nice catch and a dunk for two more for Patrick McCaffrey. Nice spin away from the defense.
He knows what to do when he gets the ball close to the rim. There's no doubt about it.
How many dunks is that tonight?
Four or five? Four for sure.
I think five. Smith, open 15-footer from the free throw line. No, Connor McCaffrey with the rebound. He'll walk it up. under the halfway mark of the game's fourth quarter. Is West going to go to the bench coming up here in a moment as well? Disterhoff circling right with it. Out between the circles. Connor McCaffrey one-on-one against Webb. Spins him, free throw line. Now in the drive all the way in. Double pump hanger, no. Tipped by Disterhoff. Webb away with it. Two-on-one break. Webb all the way down with the left hand off the glass, no. And Patrick McCaffrey with the rebound. They really do a good job in traffic. Over to Connor for three and ring it up. And a timeout for Steve Bergman.
It's just a substitution timeout, I think, they are going to try and do. Patrick McCaffrey showing his versatility there, getting the defensive rebound. And then he's leading the break in the middle of it and makes a beautiful pass to his brother with an assist for the three-pointer.
Jacob Anderson will come in. Odunsi back in. Flitz will stay in. Sims in and Van Roekel in for West with 3 minutes to play and up 81-55. And in for the Jayhawks is Isaiah Williams, another senior tonight on senior night. They get him inside, and it's knocked away and stolen by Flitz. Lead pass, Odunsi all the way up. He had it knocked away and picked up by Jefferson. So a turnover both ways. Shaw between the legs with the dribble. Leaves it out top. Three-pointer up and good for Diedrich Hawkins on senior night.
Yeah, a good memory for him.
Hawkins with his first points, 81-58. Backdoor pass through everybody, but Sims picks it up over in the far corner. Odunsi fakes, drops it in the lane for Van Roekel off the glass, in and out, no, got his own rebound, got it blocked from behind. Good block there by Isaiah Williams.
Isaiah Smith comes down with the defensive rebound too as well.
Shaw in the front court for the Jayhawks, 2 minutes to play. Hulsing top of the key over to Curtis Shaw. Bounce left block through the hands of Williams, and Jefferson turns it over. Here comes Anderson, and his pass inside is kicked. And now coming in for West High will be Hirsch Henstrom. And also will be Mohim Nazer coming in for Iowa City West. Trojans will get the win in this one, and they will go to 14-1 in the conference. Anderson, shake and bake move, drives in, contact, ball goes out of bounds, and will stay with West.
Two or three bodies hit the floor there. Play on. I'm going to try to throw this lob over to Van Roekel to get the inbounds in.
Give and go right underneath, reverse layup, good.
Yeah, well-executed play.
Henstrom with the layup. That was pretty nice run by the reserves there. And a foul on West. Going to go against Henstrom. And a couple coming up for Curtis Shaw for the Jayhawks. 1:23 to play in the game.
Keep going.
Yeah, the free throw is no good.
Rajad Lee, is that who's in now for Iowa City West?
Believe so.
Given Sims is coming in for Sims, who's had a nice game off the bench.
Free throw, good for Curtis Shaw. He gets a point on senior night. And West with a basketball. Inside turnaround won't go. Put back, no, and a foul called Van Roekel to the line. Might not be Lee.
You're wondering if Van Roekel's padding his stats there and then trying to go get those offensive rebounds, but no, I kid out there. But
that's James Barnes into the game as Van Roekel hits the free throw. 84-59, minute 16 to play. We're going to talk with somebody after the game. We don't know who. Van Roekel gets both free throws. He's got four off the bench. 6'5 senior that might start for a lot of teams, to be brutally honest with you. Smith goes back door with a bounce pass, and was it hit? Yep, they're going to say it was. It will stay with the Jayhawks.
Stay with Jefferson.
Even though most of the Jayhawks were running the other way. I think that's an 85-59 call.
Corey Burgle has to wave him back.
Shaw, a little shake and bake move, free throw line, stop and go, pull up, jumper won't go in the follow away, left of the lane, and the Jayhawks get Another shot at it, though, as they get the offensive board, and now we've got a injury timeout. Shaw got hit in the face, but it looks like he's going to be okay.
Stopped it.
Except they're going to have to, he's going to have to come out.
I think well, so. No. They stop play. Maybe not. They're going to let him go on.
Things change when it gets under a minute with 85-59.
Senior night, let him play.
Absolutely. Off the screen, three won't go. Rebound, Van Roekel. He's going to lead the break himself. Long up court pass, and West will get it to Anderson. He'll drive, hooks it over into the corner. Barnes, three. Oh, no good. Bench wanted that one, didn't get it. And here comes Shaw in the open court. 15-foot pull-up, in and out that time, won't go by Hawkins.
Van Roekel just rebounding machine out there right now.
17 seconds. Jeff throws it up ahead to Williams. Goes with the shot, the leaner off the glass for two. His first points on senior night, 85-61. And that's going to be our final score. 3 seconds to play. Anderson across the timeline. And West will get the road victory. Their 17th of the year. Iowa City West 85, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 61. And we'll come back with a post-game show right after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Jim Baskwell. No love for the Cavs on this Valentine.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. From February 14th through the 16th, pros get 5% off all purchases, or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. In-store or online, credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Welcome back to the post-game show here from Jefferson as number one Iowa City West with a road win tonight. 85-61 over the Jefferson Jayhawks. Scott Udashville done back with you as the crowd filing out here at the Jefferson Gym. And boy, great performance tonight offensively. Defensively, West gave up nine more than their average, but you take a look at what they did. With Devontae Lane coming up with steals, I thought West did not play a bad defensive game tonight, really.
No, they didn't. I think you said it. He gives them a lot of energy out there. Devontae Lane does. He's going to make sure that they get things going. He's going to play the passing lanes. Leads to some transition baskets out there. He's so quick to the ball, not just on the defense, but on the rebounding as well. He gets up there really quick and got an uncanny sense of timing and when to pass the ball to the people in the right spot as well.
As West goes to 17-2, 14-1 in the conference, while Jefferson drops to 10-10, and they are 7-8 in league play right now. And let's go ahead and take a look at our final statistics in this one. First of all, for the Iowa City West Trojans, they had three in double figures tonight, led by the McCaffreys. Top two scorers for the year, they were tonight as well, with Connor McCaffrey leading the way with a team in game-high 18 points. Very consistent, 9 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Had a couple of three-pointers, 6 out of 6 from the free-throw line for Connor McCaffrey. Patrick McCaffrey right behind with 17. He had 7 field goals, of which I believe 5 were dunks tonight. Had a couple of very nice moves in traffic, though. Nice spin moves and follow-away jumpers from mid-range, too, for Patrick McCaffrey. Devontae Lane ended up with 12, had only 1 point at halftime. Ended up with 12 points tonight. Also for West, Nate Disterhoff, nice offensive game tonight. Did well defensively against Kane Kramer. Ended up with 9 points. Isaiah Ono-Fillard with 9 points. Off the bench, Sabian Sims had 7. Evan Flitz with 5. Van Roekel with 4. Odunsi with 2. And Henstrom with 2 for West. For Jefferson, 3 in double figures, led by Kane Kramer tonight with a total of 13. 12, well, we're going to get Gordy around there. 12 for Rayshon Webb. Kyler Bell with 11. Ryan Bloom with 9. And then 6 for Rayshon Shockley, 4 for TJ Kennan. Derek Hawkins with 3, 2 for Isaiah Williams, and 1 for Curtis Shaw. We'll get to the rebounding coming up in a moment, but assistant coach Gordon Rundquist, the Hall of Famer's got a bus to catch. You've had a bus to catch for a lot of years now, haven't you, Gordy?
A few, that's right.
You guys had to be happy with the performance tonight.
There were stretches where I thought our defense was really, really good, and you know, you had some let-ups in the ball game, but I was impressed. Our running game was really good, especially in the first half. We got out and got going, and good win for us.
Well, the defense leads to offense. It always has, and I don't know how many runouts you have, but you guys are pretty lethal when you get in the open court.
It's kind of fun when we have the opportunity to run, and I thought we did a lot better job running on after made shots too this tonight. So.
And it wasn't, it was everybody that contributed. Devontae
Good
Lane
balance.
Only had 1 point in that first half, but he had to have at least 5 steals.
Right.
And you get that energy from him, that's terrific.
And he and Connor McCaffrey and Patrick McCaffrey, obviously the leading scorers, but they had good nights tonight, balanced.
I thought, yeah, we had 5 guys that were pretty well balanced. I looked up one time, it was like 9-15, 9-15, 9. So, yeah, that's good contributions from everybody. I thought the bench contributed a lot tonight also.
Yep, 20 points off the bench. So you'll take that at any point in the season. And Disterhoff, I thought, gave you some really good minutes as well.
This is probably one of the better games I saw Nate play. He really got after it defensively and offensively. He was pretty sharp. This is a big week for us. You know, we play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday again. About a third of our season in the last 2 weeks of the season, and it makes it pretty rough. So hopefully, you know, we can keep the momentum going into Thursday, our last home game, which will be senior night, and then head up to Minneapolis and play Crete and Durham, which is a pretty good force. They've got the 6'9 kid going to Minnesota, so be a good challenge.
That'll be pretty good. And tell you what, Van Roekel, he gave you good minutes. I think he wants some playing time.
I know. Josh's a great kid. Works really hard, and we just keep hoping, you know, make some layups, Josh.
Had some good spin moves inside.
That's right. Yeah, he's got some good counter moves. Yeah, it's fun.
Had a couple scary moments with Connor McCaffrey early on the hip, and then Devontae Lane with the thigh, maybe.
Right.
They're both going to be
right.
All right, you think?
Yep, they're both going to be all right, yeah. Devontae's just a Charlie horse. I shook him out over in the far side, and he was good to go. So
he was ready to go. Well, we'll see you, Gordy, on Thursday
you
night.
Bet. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank
good
you.
Good job, Coach.
Well, Gordy Rundquist, the assistant coach for Iowa City West, joining us here after this ball game as the Trojans come away with an 85-61 victory here tonight. And we'll see West against Xavier coming up on Thursday night once again. On senior night down there for Iowa City West. And they're going to have some good seniors to honor. When you think of Devontae Lane and Nate Disterhoff and Connor McCaffrey and Ono Fillard, Van Roekel in there on down the line.
Yeah, and you know, those guys won a lot of basketball games and played in a lot of basketball games for Iowa City West. Coach Bergman is going to miss those guys. It's a very talented group. They got some unfinished business ahead of them yet, though. They got a lot of ball games to play here, and sure they want to make a deep run in the state tournament.
Absolutely. They finished the stats here. West with 7 3-pointers to 5 for Jefferson. West was terrific from the free throw line tonight. They were 14 out of 17 in the game, 10 out of 12 for Cedar Rapids Jefferson tonight. Bench scoring was 21-20, Jefferson with a slight advantage there. And the turnovers, West had 11 tonight in the game, 13 for the Jayhawks. But it seemed like every Jefferson turnover led to Iowa City West baskets and easy baskets.
Yeah, and you can't defend. When you get those turnovers, you get the runouts, there's just no chance to defend, and especially as good as West is at finishing and at the end with McCaffrey. Both McCaffreys down there, but Patrick McCaffrey seems to do it very, very well going to the rim. And Devontae Lane in the middle of it, delivering it well and delivering it at the right time. Just great combination of skills and athleticism.
We've seen two pretty good teams the last two nights.
Yeah, we have.
With Waverly Shell Rock last night and then with Iowa City West here tonight. Not sure what's going on over there, but everyone is clapping of what's happening. But I can't beat fun of the old ballpark.
Was it a Valentine's Day thing? Maybe there's a couple girls there.
Right, Logan Cook's over there. I'm not sure what Dad's going to think here if Marv's listening, but
yeah.
Well, I think there's something going on with Patrick McCaffrey and Logan here. We'll see. We'll see about that, but. That's a good performance tonight by West.
They have a live date night action or something. Yeah, it was. It was a great performance by City West. They're still having fun. Teenagers having fun after the game.
Absolutely. And this West team, they can beat you so many different ways. Really. I mean, so many different ways here. We're finding out the whole business behind this. Phil's getting the lowdown on this. What's happening here?
Yeah, that's what we thought. Patrick McCaffrey finally got a date with a girlfriend with Marv Cook's daughter. So.
With Logan. They're going to go out on a date. Oh, wow, that's very nice.
That's from Coach Rundquist.
See, everybody's involved in this. We're just spreading breaking news here.
There you go. Speaking of breaking news, Juana Luis is on the verge of an upset, Scott. The came down, Brewster hit two free throws. Waterloo East hits a three with 27 seconds left. East is up 64-63, and that game's at Kennedy.
That would be, although East, we've heard, has some new players. And if that's the case, they already had some very good talent there, and this is only going to help them even more. So East is going to be a dangerous team. That whole sub-state is up for grabs in sub-state number three. Oh, overtime, 64-64. As Kennedy got a free throw there, and they have tied it up. And Prairie got a win tonight as well.
Big win. Big win. I believe that final was 92-76 over Waterloo West.
So Prairie goes to 13-7 and 10-5. Senior and Wash were in a tight one. They were tied at halftime last we had heard. So we'll see how that will play out here. All comes down to Thursday night, and Dubuque Senior, if they hold off Wash, we'll have a chance to get the championship of the Valley Division. Coming into tonight, Senior had a one-game lead on Hempstead and Kennedy and a two-game lead on Prairie going into the action tonight.
Well, that time of year, good to see good games come down the stretch.
Absolutely, and this was a good matchup here tonight as well. We'll have another one on Thursday night. It'll be Cedar Rapids Xavier. They will be at Iowa City West tonight. Or on Thursday night, I should say, for senior night down there for the Trojans. Look forward to bringing you that one. We'll start off at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And then 106.3 FM after coverage of the West Branch Wapello District game. We'll go over to the West game. Senior, by the way, beat Washington 59-40. So senior will still have the first place spot in the Valley Division of things here. And I tell you what, we came to a basketball game and we got the Bachelor. I don't know what happened. There are no roses, but we ended up with the Bachelor here tonight.
Valentine's Day, Scott. Anything can happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, we better get out of here before people start handing us roses.
Yeah, we'll sign them off.
Yeah, there you go. All right, big thanks to Chris Deem here at Jefferson for all the hospitality. Jeff Downing, thank you for all your help back at the studio. And, of course, thanks to all our sports-minded boosters that bring you high school basketball here on KGYM. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this Mississippi Valley Conference game tonight. It was number one Iowa City West, 85. And Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, 61. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from the Jefferson Gym.
It's like a car accident at the side of the road, and you can't take your eyes off it. But I just don't see a way where Cutler –